Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said if your religion means much to you, live so that it will mean much to others. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's return to our study, and we're talking about developing or building a spiritual life. Our spiritual life begins when we accept the evidence that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We're willing to repent of our sins, to confess that faith before men, and to be immersed in water for the remission of past sins. A number of passages point out that this is indeed what God requires of those who are children of God. Recently, I heard of a preacher in the Steubenville area who wrote an article in the newspaper telling people about the way of redemption, and he made the statement that faith is a matter of the only thing that is necessary for salvation. Faith only is all that is required. Well, the man missed it. And very obviously, the Bible doesn't teach it. The Bible teaches that that faith must be coupled with obedience to the Word of God. A passage like Hebrews chapter 5, 8 and 9 makes that very clear. Though he were a son, that is Christ, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So obedience is given to those who are willing to submit themselves. That's the means by which salvation is given to mankind. God does his part. That's the grace of God. Man does his part. That's his response to that grace by his faith and obedience to the will of God. Well, when a person becomes a Christian, then they begin a life of development or growth as a child of God. Nobody comes into the body of Christ as a grown adult, mature spiritually. He comes into the church as a babe in Christ. And a baby has to grow. One of the parts of his growth is that he must desire that sincere milk of the Word that he may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2. What we've been doing in our study this week is to point out some things that must be added to our lives in order to help us develop a strong spiritual life. We want to be stronger spiritually. How do we become such? Well, we pointed out, first of all, that a study of the Word of God, a daily use of God's Word, is essential to our becoming the strong people we ought to be. Have you ever noticed how much ignorance there is in the world about the Bible? People are prone to tell us that the Bible says things that really it doesn't say. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, the Bible says that cleanliness is next to godliness? And you would think, because that's quoted so often, that they would have a verse of Scripture that says exactly that thing. Well, while it is certainly important to be clean, that's not stated in the Bible. There is no Bible statement to that effect. People just simply have said it so often, the Bible says it, that some people have thought that's really what the Bible says. But it isn't. My friends, it becomes our obligation to know more about the Bible. I heard of one fellow who was asked to say the Lord's Prayer, and he said, now lay me down to sleep. Well, I think very clearly we know that that's not the Lord's Prayer, and that's not what the Bible says along that line. But people have that kind of a knowledge of the Word of God. They just don't know what is stated in the Bible. Well, as you think about things like this, there is a great deal of biblical ignorance. Now, I'm not using the term ignorant to reflect on anybody's intelligence. There isn't anyone among us who doesn't have some area about which they are ignorant. If some atomic scientist would begin talking to me about matters that relate to their work, I would be as ignorant as can be about what they're talking about. I don't know. And certainly it's that way in regard to the Bible. There are some people who just don't know. Well, what's the solution to it? I need to understand the Word of God. So Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How important is it to have strong faith? Well, look at 1 John 5 and verse 4. John says that it is in our faith that we overcome the world. Herein is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So that simply means if our faith is strengthened by the Word of God, and the Word of God helps us to be able to overcome the world, then I need daily Bible study. I need to read it frequently. My, how strengthening it is to read from your Bible about the prophet of Elijah meeting the prophets of Baal and winning a victory. That's our Bible question for this week. But now think of how much I learn as Elijah faced those prophets of Baal and was able to be victorious along that line. How strengthening is it to be able to read of a young man who would go forth to do battle against a giant? Now, you know, we've taught these lessons to our boys and girls. We tell our boys and girls Bible stories. Noah built an ark like God commanded him and saved himself and his family. We read about people who fought the giant and what were victorious. You just keep on going through the Bible and read about victory that is in Christ. And then you come to our own lives. We've strengthened the faith of our boys and girls when we've taught them stories like this. Now, it's now time that we begin making some application of this in regard to our own lives. We need to know what the Bible says about how men and women had faith and were able to overcome the battles that they faced during life. And unless we're willing to read the Bible from day to day, we'll continue without growing that strong spiritual life that we are concerned about, that we are interested in. I hope that as we study together, we can see the importance of daily Bible study. Jesus said in John 8 and verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ye shall know the truth, not error. The truth will make you free from your sins. So the more that I know about the Bible, since the Bible is the truth, John 17:17, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. That means the more I know of the Bible, the stronger I will be. There's another great reason given by David in Psalms 119 and verse 11. David said that the word of God had been hidden in his heart, so that he might not sin against the Lord. That very clearly is a reason for daily Bible study. The more we know about the Word of God, the less we're going to sin. And so filling our minds with the Word of God, every day reading the things that are taught in the Word of God, makes us stronger and helps us to be able to overcome the temptations to do the wrong thing that come up in our lives. My friends, if you want to build a strong spiritual life, begin by daily giving some time to reading your Bible. We appreciate being with you today. Hope you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.